Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the man's shit. Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host Ed in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host Katrell. What's going on, Katrell?
Not too much. What's up?
Not too much, man. Just chilling out and looking at the switchboard and noticing that Craig is not on. He didn't. Did he message us or something? Did I miss something?
Not that I know of. I don't think I got any message from him.
Okay, well, I guess hopefully he's just running late, because as of yesterday, he was good to do the show today. So hopefully he will be joining us pretty soon here. But so until then, it'll just be me and you. And we are basically 1 week away, exactly 1 week away from the biggest weekend in wrestling for the year. Basically, it's our Super Bowl, our World Series, our World Cup. Our Dancing with the Stars finale. I don't know. But are you excited or just fucking you don't give a fuck?
Sure, I'm excited.
Or sound excited. What are you excited for?
I'm actually more excited about the dinner more than anything. I've never met most of you. So that should be fun. Looking forward to eating some meat. So
yeah, that should be cool. As of today, 92 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. I talked to the restaurant a couple times, and, you know, I kind of told them it could be anywhere from, like, 30 to 100 people, but I kind of made it sound it'd probably be around 50. So when I called today and said 90, I think they were a little taken aback, and they kind of, I could tell they were checking to make sure they had room for that many people. And, but, yeah, so that's cool. And then the guy was so, because these people have been, the ones that I've talked to have been, like, so nice compared to fucking last year. Because I told them, I go, because, you know, they're one of those restaurants that they're open for lunch, yeah, but they're not open straight, you know what I mean? They close,
yeah.
And then they reopen at 5 when everybody gets ready to go to dinner. So I mentioned, I said, you guys open at 5, right? And he's all... Yes, he's like, yes, but for you, we will open at 4:30. No problem. If that's what you like, 4:30. And, you know, I was like, well, that actually kind of helps because, you know, people usually get there early. We get to sit down, you know, more mingle with anything that first half hour instead of having to rush to eat meat or whatever. So it gives everybody more time and everything. And so I think that was pretty cool. They've been super cool. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. I just need to make sure that I get with one of the guys that I know, Arfred, the guy in charge of the MMA section on the board. He also lives in Dallas, so he's going to be my backup. So basically this dinner is going to cost about $5,000. So I didn't feel like driving around and handling $5,000. And there's no way I could put $5,000 on my fucking credit card. card.
Yeah.
So basically, I bought 50 gift cards. Basically, you know, as people were sending me money, I went and bought gift cards and shit. So I gotta have a backup plan in case I have like two flat tires on the way, because I could handle one flat tire. You know what I mean? But let's say some God intervenes in me getting to Dallas on Friday. I got to get Varfred to make sure he can haul ass and come pick up the gift cards. So the only person who gets fucked that night is me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But God willing, nothing will happen. He won't put no obstacles in my way. You know? I won't be doing that. A Kerry Von Erich could go headlining into a police roadblock or something.
With no shoes on.
No, I have shoes on. But yeah, it looks like fun. You know, Dave finally committed to going, what, I guess a week or two ago, very last minute. So Dave will be there, and of course the midget will be there, and Brent Crimmin, who I'm assuming is going to be there because he has yet to ask for any money back. And you know what I mean? I think he's the type of person, so they came up, he'd be asking me for my money back, like his money back right away. So it's too late anyway. I give the final head count. So he better show up. So we got Brent Crimmin and Filthy Tom Lawler, everyone's favorite UFC jobber, will be there. And apparently Trina Michaels called in to Roasting Is Over Live yesterday and said she will be in. So hopefully she will be my dinner date for the night, and that'll be awesome. And then Brian Fritz from Between the Ropes will be there, and just a whole shitload of people. That one guy that we talked to a couple times about the action figures, he'll be there. Just a shitload of people. So yeah, dinner's gonna be awesome. The only negative on dinner is gonna cause me to miss the Queens of Combat show at WrestleCon, and kind of sad about that. And I was gonna start to harass Queens of Combat and WrestleCon on Twitter about making sure, seeing if they could put Leva Bates on first so I could watch her and then haul ass. But since they're starting at 4:30, I'm probably not gonna be able to see anything of the show. So that's the only downer on my part. Maybe I can find a Periscope or something. I'd be more interested in watching the Periscope than talking to you 92 geeks. So you are going to get to meet Dave Meltzer for the first time. But let's be honest, I know you've probably been thinking about 100 different questions to ask. What are you going to ask him first, Couture?
You know, it's one of those things where you meet the guy and you can't say nothing. That's what's going to happen.
That was like me and Ric Flair last year. I went to take a picture of Ric Flair. I sat down next to him. I couldn't say shit until finally when it was time to leave, I started walking away, and then I was like, I used to watch you at the Freeman versus Von Erichs all the time.
That's just like about to go to like one of those Q&A's. It'd be, my mind would draw a blank because I wouldn't think of nothing to ask, you know.
Right, the one dude who probably remembers more about everything than anybody there, and he'll go blank.
They'll be scared to ask something stupid. And not the first time me and Dave Meltzer have been in the same place at the same time. Because I have been at shows he's been at. So, before I know who he was. Because he was at the first Crockett Cup, which I was at. He was at the Clash of the Champions in New Orleans, playing Steamboat, which I was at. So.
Oh, okay. So did you notice? Okay, Flair Steamboat. So did you notice him and his curly mullet marking out in the front row with Dr. Lucha and some other dude?
You would think I had, because there were so few people at the show. It was like a mystery event. But no, I did not notice him. Like I said, I didn't even know who he got. All I know was Bill After back then. I didn't know nobody else.
Yeah, that's all I knew was After. After and. He's the only one you knew was who he looked like. You knew about like Don Shockett and some of those other guys.
Craig Peters and Eddie Illner and all those people.
Yeah, Eddie Illner, that's right. Yeah, so. But yeah, Dave is cool. It's I can just see there's going to be, you know, wrestling fans just are social outcasts by nature, it seems like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, most of the wrestling fans that I met are fucking weirdos. So I can just see Dave standing there being quiet with 20 people standing there being quiet, and no one knows what to say or do or anything.
I mean, at a restaurant, what am I supposed to ask about the Horsemen in the 80s or something? I mean, fuck, I don't know.
Ask him about the Monkey Brothers.
I'm supposed to ask about the Dusty finish and Dusty's booking back then or something? I don't know what the fuck to ask, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, you said you were going out of town Saturday?
Yeah, I'm planning on it, yeah. Because I got to go get the kids up in Oklahoma and come back the next morning. So.
Okay. So what time are you leaving Saturday?
Probably early. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to go to that breakfast or whatever.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, KJ Von Eck, I still haven't said anything about that. But, Damn, where the hell is Craig, man? Send him a Facebook message, maybe he'll answer. But, so you're not going to do anything else at all regarding as far as wrestling other than the dinner and WrestleMania?
No.
Okay. I might have an extra ROH ticket if you want.
Man. Well, like I said, I'll be out of town anyway. When is ROH?
Oh, it's that 7 that day after dinner.
After I eat, I'm probably going to need to go home and, I don't know, die or something like that. I tend to eat too much of these places, you know? So.
You're like this one friend of mine who, like, for some reason, he just can't take a shit anywhere but his house, so he'll, no matter where he's at, he'll have to drive all the way home.
I was bad about that in high school. My grandmother was a secretary at the high school. I'd go home. Shit. You seen them bathrooms? Fuck no. Or either I'd go to the principal's bathroom or something. I got to be comfortable. I don't need nobody around me. I got to do my business, you know.
Right, no shit.
Sometimes it'll take 5 minutes. Sometimes it'll take an hour. It's going to take how long it's going to take. So I just say I got to go do some business. Then I just go home. You know.
Yeah, I just remember one time I was at this real fucking jamming party, fucking everything was badass, and this one friend of mine begging me that he had to go home for some emergency real quick. So we get there, and the motherfucker goes straight to the bathroom. And then like 10 minutes later, he comes out and he's like, okay, let's go. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. You know, I was like, make me fucking leave a party and wait so you can take a shit? God damn, that's some fucked up shit.
Well, there's nothing worse than having one of them pains when you're in a social setting. So I can kind of understand.
Yeah. But,
hey, did you watch Daredevil? Did you finish watching that?
You know what? I was going to binge watch it, but I enjoyed the first one so much. I decided that I was going to try and do, like, maybe one day. That way I could kind of, like, soak it in and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm up to episode, where the fuck did I just get to? I just got to the one where, the one with Elektra, where, like, you know, he's having the flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, where she shows up?
Yeah. That's where I'm at now.
That wasn't not the guy playing the Punisher. That dude's fucking awesome. That's like one of the best portrayals of like a Marvel character I've ever seen. I think.
Oh, I know, man. That fucking, you know, that one scene was kind of reminiscent to First Blood, but better.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I don't know what his real name is. But...
Yeah, he ain't no superhero. It dude's a killer.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite line so far is when he's tied up, they beat the living fuck out of him, and he just looks at the dude, and, do I fucking look nervous to you? I was like, damn, But yeah, no, I don't know what his name is, but the guy who played Shane on Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's perfect for it. Yeah. Just everything. He's just so cold, calculating, just like, he just looks like a crazy psychopath in general, you know what I mean? So yeah, Daredevil's been awesome. Speaking of superhero movies, I went and saw Superman versus Batman today.
How was it?
Well, it's
I've heard it's one of those that you either hate or you love. So
I liked it. It's not my favorite superhero movie by far or anything like that. I mean, I enjoyed it. It took a while to get there. You know what I mean?
I heard there's like so much shit going on in this movie. Like so many different things.
There's a lot, but I didn't think it was that convoluted, but I mean, there is a lot going on. It's just that it's kind of like the first Hobbit movie. It took forever to get to the ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then once you get to it, it's fucking really good. You know what I mean? It gets really good. And the biggest markout movie, I guess, well, I don't think this is a spoiler because I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now Wonder Woman's in it, but everybody marked out for Wonder Woman in the theater when she came out. That was actually pretty cool. Cause I had so many negatives going on. I'm like, Wonder Woman is going to look stupid or something or not right or whatever. But no, I thought she worked. And Ben Affleck's great in it. And Superman isn't the worthless piece of shit as much a worthless piece of shit as he was in the first one. That's one of the reasons I didn't think I was going to like this one. It's just because I hate it. The Man of Steel so fucking much because that wasn't Superman. I don't know who the fuck they were portraying, but it wasn't Superman. You know what I mean?
I didn't see what the big deal was. I mean, people made a big deal like he killed Zod at the end. He kind of had to, didn't he?
Well, no, it's not that he killed Zod. It's just that he fought and destroyed a whole city with no thought to anyone. Like, Superman would have been stopping to help people or trying to do both. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He would have tried to do both. He could not destroy that city like that with no, you know, care. That's one thing. And I just can't get over the scene where he lets his dad die. I mean, he really didn't fucking save him. And he sacrificed his dad because his dad didn't want him. No, my dad's more important than my dad wanted me to keep a secret. You know what I mean? That's what ruined the whole movie for me on that one. And there was no redemption or coming back.
Maybe his dad made him watch Waterworld or something. That's why he let him die.
Something like that. But, yeah. Speaking of cameo. And then at first, what the fuck is the villain's name?
Lex Luthor?
Which one? No, not Lex Luthor, the monster they fight.
Doomsday.
What's that? Doomsday. Dude, at first he doesn't look like Doomsday, but then he kind of like changes like a little bit during the fight, and then he starts to look more like Doomsday and stuff, so. Luthor was funny. He seemed more like Jokerish than Jokerish Riddler than Lex Luthor, but he was okay. You know, there's some cool shit in it. It's a little long. You know what I mean? They just took their time getting there, and they took a little too long. But I enjoyed it. I mean, and then I was in fucking the 3D and then that D box, and you know, I've seen a couple movies in that D box. Like Star Wars and Deadpool, and you feel that thing throughout, but these fucking seats were on overdrive during this movie, man. And then there's like kind of like a scary scene where like Batman's having a dream and there's like a, you know, the right in front. So that, besides that, you know, your seat's fucking boom. So it's like, I don't ever want to see like a scary slasher movie on one of these seats because I have a heart attack and fucking die. But I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I heard the when they're bringing out the director's cut with the DVD, it's going to be like rated R or something like that. That's what I heard.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
Well, you know what's funny, speaking of rated R, is right next to, you know, you can either pay outside or right inside the door and you get your ticket and you got to go hand it to the lady who tears your ticket and gives you the 3D glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, right next to her is this big sign written out about rated R movies and that you have to be, you know, if you are under the age of so-and-so, you have to be occupied with, have a parent or somebody else with you. And if you are below the age of 7, we will not allow you to watch this movie. And you need to have proof of, like, age or whatever, like if you think, you know, you want to argue that point or whatever. So the parents might not give a fuck, but the movie theaters actually care about little kids seeing Deadpool get fucked in the ass with a strap-on. Yeah, but
speaking of Star Wars, I just watched. I just found a perfect HD version on the internet. I just watched.
Oh, really?
Only the second time I've seen it. So it's coming out on DVD like week after next. So I'm probably gonna get it on Blu-ray.
Cool. So anyway, so are you planning on watching NXT, or you just don't really care?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch all this stuff. I mean, I'm gonna watch NXT, trying in Hall of Fame at some point. So
okay, and then since you got the Oroko, you can watch the pay-per-view of Shimmer 80 Saturday.
Sure.
Yeah, better. You need to support our friend Dave Prazak, since Craig is too good to go to women's wrestling. Yeah, he probably has to go take his wife and daughter to the mall or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
What
shows
are you going to? Let's sort of run down some of these shows. Which ones are you going to? And I'll find it, and we can run over the card or something.
Well, I got tickets to shit that I might not even make it to right now. I'm just not taking no chances. But basically, I really wanted to go to that Queens of Combat. It was actually even going to be free, but
mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I can't miss that. I gotta miss that one, so that's taking one out. But as soon as dinner's over, we're going back to the WrestleCon Hotel, and that's where ROH is at, which is convenient because ROH has been in San Jose. It was another fucking city, basically. Well, not a city, but like another town. Like, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Let's say WrestleMania was in San Antonio, and to go see ROH, we had to go to San Marcos, basically. Maybe even further.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, it was in New Orleans, but it was bum fuck past swampland New Orleans kind of a thing. I mean, it's in Miami, that armory, that was fucking way the fuck out of the. I mean, they're always out of the fucking way. It never fails. But now they're right there in the center, so that's good. So we're going to Ring of Honor, and basically Ring of Honor starts at 7 or 7:30. I think they said 7:30.
7:30 here on the schedule I got. Supercard of Honor at the
7.
Regency in Dallas.
Yeah, I was hoping 7, but 7:30. So basically, I think the NXT show starts at 9. So I'm hoping they're going to put an exact lineup for NXT so I can kind of see what's the opener, because I can't miss Bayley and Asuka. I can't miss Nakamura. And those two, I'm not worried because they'll be at the end. But the other one I want to see fucking Jordan and Gable. And I could, you know, that's a match that's going to be, it's a tag title match and a good match. But, you know, I can see them putting that first to get the crowd going. So
uh-huh.
I'm hoping they'll put a list so I can gauge it. If not, then basically I'm leaving to get there for as soon as NXT starts or whatever. And then I'll have plenty of people there who can text me and let me know if there's any delays or anything, you know what I mean? So, because
mm-hmm.
it's only a five-minute walk. It's 3 minutes by car. It's a five-minute walk. And by the time you park and get into each thing, it's probably faster to walk. So, me and a few of the guys, we're just going to fucking haul ass to NXT. And then, I wasn't planning on this, but then I'm pretty sure
Kaiju.
The name, dude. Kaiju. It takes me forever to say. Kaiju Big Battle. Is that Friday? Do you have a schedule on that?
Kaiju Big Battle is, good God, 11:55 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always at midnight, around midnight. But is it Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it's Friday.
Well, if Blue Pants is on the show, because she's played two characters in the past. She's been Kung Fu Chicken Soup, and basically she's just in a fucking can of...
Well, it only lists two matches here, so...
Yeah. Well, I know they're going to do something with Ayabushi, so that's like a big draw, but she also did a character called, like, I forgot the exact name, but what's that bird on the cereal with all the colors? Toucan?
Yeah, the toucan.
Okay, she does like a toucan character where she dresses up in a big monster costume of a giant toucan. So if she's on the show, I'll definitely get tickets to go see it, because it's, like I say, it's 5 minute walk from the hotel. If not, then mm-hmm. I might pass and go to bed. And then Saturday, I've thought about going to the Ring of Honor, but then I'd only be able to see like an hour before Shimmer, so I don't know. And then there's an Evolve show at 12, but I'm not, you know, there's a few of these guys going, are these like hardcore indie geeks, but, you know, I really don't care about indie geeks that I don't even know who they are. So I'm probably going to pass on that. My first show will be Shimmer at 3, and that should be awesome. They got, actually got a...
It's 4 o'clock here.
4?
Is this the tournament you're going to?
Yeah.
4 p.m. on the schedule that I got.
Oh, okay. Huh. I thought it was...
At Eddie Dean's Ranch. Where's that?
Yeah.
Is this an actual ranch, or is that just a cool
name
for a
hotel? No, I think
it's
just like a dance hall kind of a thing where they do like weddings or parties or shit like that kind of thing. I'm not too sure.
I wonder if Dave's going to try to go see Southport.
He's going to what?
Try to go see Southport Ranch where they, you know, where Dallas
is. Oh. He's only going to be there for like 2 days, so I don't even know if he'd have time.
No, he was a hell of a super fan. I just figured he probably didn't that shit as much as he was pro wrestling. That and 90210 and Roller Jam.
Yeah. But as soon as Shimmer is over, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And... you know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure it'll be cool, but it's looking like one of the weakest Hall of Fames that I've ever been to, except for maybe the Arizona one. But I'm sure I'll enjoy that. And then we bought tickets to the WrestleCon show, which we only did. We're just hoping maybe we can catch like the last two matches or last hour.
This one that Lance is on?
What's that?
Is this one that Lance is on?
Yeah, that's the one that Lance is on. So.
He's wrestling Matt Hardy?
Yeah,
I'm
sure they're going to have Lance do the job, so he'll probably be the curtain jerker, so we'll probably miss Lance. But we did get tickets, so hopefully we'll get to see something. But it all depends on how long the Hall of Fame goes. You know, the New Day could probably go on
mm-hmm.
for an hour or something.
Yeah.
Or like the Hall of Fame in New York, where no one would shut the fuck up. Everyone wanted to hear Bruno, but everyone else wouldn't shut the fuck up, and Bruno didn't want to talk. I mean, he did, but you know what I mean? He could have gone on for so much longer and shit. So that, and then Sunday, I have to get my ass outside the hotel about 1:30 and start getting people thrown on these buses, because there's two buses, and one bus is leaving at 2, and then the other bus is going to leave between 2:30 and 3, and that should be fun. And you know, then WrestleMania, and then nothing after Mania. I'm not going to that fucking late night, fucking midnight, fucking show to see some.
I know, I'm looking at it right there. It says hashtag This Is Wrestling at 12 a.m. Oh, Jesus.
No,
too early to go to a wrestling. Too late or too early. I can't decide which one. Too fucking late. I'd be gone to the house.
And then on Monday, you know, Raw, and then I guess that's the day we're all going to do something. That would be like the day. So maybe South Fork Ranch, maybe Kennedy Museum, or the where he got shot, something. You know, maybe we'll go to the grassy knoll and we'll find evidence all these years later, and we'll prove everything with the conspiracy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could definitely see myself cracking a case like that, you know. But, yeah, so that's basically, that's my stuff. And then there are people doing more shows than me and shit, so it's crazy. You know what's funny, though, is I've been getting a lot of help. Well, you know, I made the Facebook page, and then I gave Supersonic, what do you call it, moderator abilities. And he's gone crazy posting everything. Like, people even complain to me, but it's like the dude's got everybody tickets, and he's actually posted some good news, you know what I mean? So let him have, let him do his thing. Right. But he made the funniest comment, because he was gonna, you know, he wanted to do dinner, but then they announced some match with some indie geeks, and he decided he's gonna do that instead of the dinner. So then when he finds out that, you know, they announced Orlando or whatever, he starts, he makes a post saying that he's demanding that dinner be moved to Thursday, you know, because people have to miss shows. And then he makes a post saying that, yeah, if you're going to Orlando, you should go see the other stuff. I laugh at people who only go to a city they've never been to and only see the wrestling and so and so. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You have a chance to go to a fancy dinner with all these people, but you're not going to do that, because you got to go see some wrestling, that you laugh at people who see all the wrestling, and you're demanding that they move dinner the next year to accommodate you so you can go see the wrestling. I was just like, I just kind of shook my head at that one. It's like, what the fuck? Who are you making fun of, yourself?
And you got a chance of 100 people going to dinner. There's nobody going to make any changes for one person.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so, but, yeah, Raw should be fun. You know, Raw, you know, there's nothing, you have no idea what's going to happen, but, you know, something will be happening. And then all the asshole European fans will be in the building trying to get themselves over. So Raw will be cool.
Yeah.
I guess in as far as excitement and what I want to see, I think I might put NXT top, the top one, followed by Shimmer, followed by Raw, followed by ROH, followed by Hall of Fame, or it's a toss up between Hall of Fame and WrestleMania at the bottom, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, I know WrestleMania is going to be awesome and fun because we're going to be there and shit. You know, we've got decent seats, but, you know, going into it, I'm more excited about the NXT lineup than the WrestleMania lineup.
Yeah. The NXT lineup is like maybe the best show so far, 40 specials ago.
Yeah, and then, you know, plus they're doing all this bait and switch with WrestleMania. It's, you know, they're trying to make it sound like that Dean Ambrose is going to cut off Brock Lesnar's arm with a chainsaw. And you know that's not going to happen. There's too much blood. They have to stop the match and have to put the gloves on and everything.
Or they just did that so they can get Terry Funk in there.
Dude, Terry Funk comes running out with a chainsaw, gets F5'd and out of his shoes. The shoes have to come off. I don't care.
Like
F5, German, whatever. The shoes got to come off.
When Undertaker slammed him out of his shoes that one time.
Yeah. Dude, we got to have breakaway shoes, and that'll be fucking, that would be my WrestleMania moment and stuff. I guess I could go ahead, and I haven't broke this one news because I just didn't want to jinx it. But it looks like, and shit can always, plans can always change, I guess. Like, I'm probably jinxing it myself right now. But we will have a special guest on one of the buses and helping me get everybody on the bus. And then she'll actually be sitting with us on the show. But if you're riding the buses, you'll get your chance to meet and take a photo with one NXT superstar, Leva Blue Pants Bates. So she will be there. And I don't know, maybe I can get Pete's to somehow get fucking Evan or Matt Seidel to go and hang out or something. I'll tell Pete's, tell Matt I got some weed, we're smoking out, tell him to come outside. And then, like I say, hopefully Trina Michaels goes to the dinner. Maybe we can, I seriously doubt it because Brent's going, but maybe we can get Missy to somehow go to dinner or something.
What's the deal with her and Brent? Is something
Brent's
they missed
just,
on the show or something?
Brent's
or
fascinated
her or something?
With her because she's Jewish.
Okay.
That's basically it. Like, I don't think he'd give a fuck if she was, Catholic. But, I don't know, maybe because she's Jewish, she thinks he has a chance. And I went and saw that thread that Craig was talking about, and, you know, Brent had been, like, telling me in emails, because he told me, like, the whole story in emails. He sent me, like, fucking a dozen emails that one day. Crazy. And he's, like, this friend of mine, this, that. And then if you look at those photos and you look at the comments, there's Brent, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you know, and then she's not responding to him. It's like, man, maybe Craig is right. But I don't know.
Still upset. He's still wondering why Natalie Portman ain't called him.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Hopefully people will have cameras and can videotape some of this. Like, there'll probably be like 5 days of self, like, with their phones following Brent all weekend, just in hopes that they can get something on Brian's YouTube channel or something.
Is the dinner where y'all usually take the big class picture?
We do that at like the dinners and after the buses. Like, it's gonna be hard to do with the buses leaving at different times this time because I wanted to get a big one with everybody on the bus. But yeah, we can take one. I'm sure you'll be hiding behind Craig or something.
Well, not if I want to be in the picture, I won't.
Yeah, you probably jump in front of Dave and block Dave off like Owen Hart used to do with the Bulldog.
I mean, yeah, we need to get a picture of me and you and Craig, too, so.
I guess I can take a photo of you geeks. Speaking of Craig, he still hasn't called in. I guess he got called in to work last minute. Oh, well, maybe he'll make it before the end of the show. But
you can run down these shows, some of the matches and stuff, so we can...
Sure. Which
okay.
one do you want to start
I was looking
with?
At the... I was going to... I'll start with... So you say you're going to the first ROH show? That's what you're going to
do? Yeah, the Friday night ROH.
Okay, ROH Supercard Honor Night 1 at 7:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency in Dallas. See, Six Man Mayhem. Can read this name. Donovan DeJack versus Cheeseburger versus Adam Page versus BJ Whitmer versus Dalton Castle versus Frankie Gazarian. Sounds like way too much to talk. Okay.
Well, the best part will be, well, just the best part of the match is going to be Dalton Castle's entrance with the boys, by far. Cheeseburger will be over as fuck just because, you know, he's juicing like his favorite wrestler and he's like got a cult following now, so he'll be over. Kazarian is good. BJ fucking sucks. He's one of the most boring wrestlers I've ever seen. Dijak, I've actually never seen Dijak yet. I just know he's a big jacked up dude. I'm sure it'll be good, but, you know, this Ring of Honor card is, I'm sure it'll be good, but it's, honestly, it's like a regular ROH house show. It's not like they made a big WrestleMania card thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that match should be cool. Like I say, the best thing, like I said, will be Dalton. Have you ever seen Dalton and the Boys?
No.
Oh, you gotta see find some videos of Dalton and the Boys. It's fucking awesome. Because he's like a cross between Freddie Mercury and the Macho Man. And then he's got these two guys, I think they're twins, and they're basically, half naked with just like little feather things like all like around them, like maybe like a showgirl dancer or something. And they got these fans. And when Dalton's in trouble, they'll like, let's say Dalton's in the corner in trouble, they'll start fanning him. But while they're fanning him, they're jumping up and kind of like doing the splits. And shit, it's just, it's fucking awesome, dude. It's just, it's fucking, it's just the best entrance in wrestling right now, by far.
The next match has Hanson, Ray Rowe, and the Briscoes against Red Titus, Kenny King, Silas Young, and the Beer City Bruiser.
This will be a, this will be a, like a big brawl type match. I mean, the Briscoes are awesome. Dalton, what's his name? Silas, he's pretty good. The Beer City Bruiser, who was on the Brian and Vinny Christmas show, it'll be all right. Nothing, but like I say, it's not like it's a blowaway match or anything.
You know, I watched one of those clips on YouTube of from the Christmas show. I think what they called Brent or something like that. Vinny's kind of fat.
Yeah, Vinny's gotten fat. Vinny was, when I first met him, he was a little fat. And then I think the next year he actually had lost weight and he was actually looking good. And then he just gets fatter and fatter every year. He's pretty fat right now.
Mm.
I don't understand why, how him, maybe it's just because I prefer to feel more comfortable, but like, because I wear 3X. But Vinny and Craig, both of them weigh more than me, and they wear doubles. I guess I just prefer having full deep baggy or something, but it's weird. But yeah, they both weigh more than me by a bit.
The next match has Moose versus Roderick Strong.
This will be a good one, and if my streak continues, Roddy will end up doing the job because it seems like he does a job every freaking show I go see him on. But Moose is pretty good. He's got a lot of potential, and Roddy's awesome.
ACH versus Adam Cole.
It'll be good. Like I say, you know, they're good matches, but there's nothing that's like making me jump out of my seat to see, you know.
Kyle O'Reilly versus Matt Sydal.
That'll be good. Like I say, they're all, like I say, it's like it's kind of like rinse and repeat. It's gonna be good, mm-hmm. but you know, it's not like it's nothing. You know.
ROH title match with the champion Jay Lethal versus Leo Rush, and the Young Bucks versus Motor City Machine Guns.
That'll be good. I'm sure Dave will be what do you call it, marking out if they do the Motor Driver and stuff. So that'll be a good one. The other one, it's like basically it's like a champion wrestling like the young up and comer who just won like their little like up and comer tournament.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure Jay will do a good job because I remember the first time they had an ROH show here, he wrestled ACH when ACH was still kind of new and like he made him look like $1 million and stuff. So I'm sure Jay is gonna make this kid look like $1 million, but I'm sure he'll win clean in the end. But like I say, all good matches. And the one that's kind of exciting is the Motor City Machine Guns and the Young Bucks, but I know I'll be gone before they start. They go to NXT, unfortunately. But, while the time I'm there, I know I'm going to highly enjoy it, but it's not like, it's kind of like WrestleMania. I know I'm going to have a good time, but it's not like there's anything there that's making me, God damn, I have to go see.
It's more about just going to the event, not what's going to happen at the event.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Let's see. Next show it'll be the NXT TakeOver show at 9 p.m. Austin Aries versus Baron Corbin. I didn't even realize Austin Aries was in NXT till now.
Yeah, he just debuted like a week or two ago. He had actually been, I don't know if it was a tryout or he had been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly he looked like really good, but they didn't take him or whatever, and then I guess they went back and had some more interest in him. And
he tried out for that a couple of years ago. You remember when they did it with Austin, and he didn't get picked on the show?
Which was stupid because he could have caused so much drama.
I know. He got damn suit.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, the dude's known to get in fights with fucking people at shows. And he has a reputation of being an asshole. Of course, the one time I hung out with him, he was anything but an asshole. He was super cool at in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
We smoked a couple of joints with him and shit. So I think he's super cool. But people have that thing. But he's, as far as being a wrestler and a worker, I mean, there's going to be a major size difference in that match, but, you know, Aries is fucking awesome. And Corbin's gotten better. He has improved, you know what I mean?
Then you have, I guess this is a tag title match, the Revival, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder versus American Alpha, Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. I like Jordan and Gable. They're really good.
Yeah, and Gable especially, it's like, watching him, I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but with Daniel Bryan retired now, and, you know, he's still got a long way to go and a lot to learn, but really, I mean, to me, he's looking like the best wrestler in the world, you know what I mean? Just from what I've seen him so far, so I mean, I can only imagine in a couple years or whatever, this dude's got it, he's just kind of small.
First time I ever saw this team, the first team thing I thought about was Team Angle with Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas for some reason. I don't know why.
They're very similar.
Yeah. Apollo Crews versus Elias Sampson. Say what now?
I said one's white, one's black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews versus Elias Sampson.
You know, I mean, not really into the Samson kind of gimmick sucks. Cruz is so funny because, you know, they teach you promos, or so they're supposed to teach you promos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you become a worse pro? How do you become a worse promo when you're going to promo classes? And that's what's happened to Cruz. Not that he was a great promo, but he was okay. And now they got him using weird dialogue and just, like, it just don't work for him. It's not natural or whatever, and it's weird that he's dressing in that area. And, you know, he looks like $1 million. He can do a lot of shit, but he hasn't really set me on fire since he's been there, you know what I mean? I don't know. Hopefully he'll get his act together. Or find something that works or something, but right now I've lost interest in him somewhat, you know, unfortunately.
Then you have Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura in his debut, so I'm looking forward to that. I've never seen him before.
Yeah, that's going to be freaking awesome. Sami Zayn's awesome. Nakamura's fucking awesome. Yeah, that might be the best match of the whole weekend. I mean, it's got a chance to. Because they're going to let Zayn be, you know, Zayn and not wrestle like, because, you know, they held him back on Raw. I mean, it's like, you know, there's fucking, what do you call it? You know what I mean? There's binders on him on Raw.
Mm-hmm. The next match is NXT Women's title with the Bayley versus, what's her name, Asuka or Asuka?
Asuka.
So I've been saying Lioness Asuka wrong for 20 years. Bookman. Okay.
Well, it's supposed to be that, but they just pronounce it Asuka for some reason.
Okay. I thought that was just like a Japanese pronunciation that had just gotten wrong for like 20 years.
Yeah, from like the Crush Girls, right?
Yeah.
Were you watching when the Crush Girls were on WWE?
I think so.
I'm sure
I
you remember
like
the Jumping Bomb Angels, but do you remember the Crush Girls?
There were a few matches they had. I think they came in like maybe 1986 and did like a little house show run. Where,
yeah.
No. Who were the Crush Girls?
Lion Asaka. That's where like everyone thought the name came from until they pronounced it different. And Chichigoa Nagasaka. She's got a real hard name to say, but is this one not the lioness, but the other one? She's the one that was. Did you ever see the what's that fucking documentary?
Gaia Girls.
Gaia Girls. Okay, have you ever seen that?
I never saw it. I know the name of it. But...
Okay, well, she's the trainer on that, and she's a really, really good trainer. And a real hard trainer. and she's from there. So she's a great wrestler and a great trainer. And that's basically who that's at. But, yeah, this match will be awesome because Bayley is one of the best characters on WWE right now. And she's had great matches. And Asuka is one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. I've been seeing her for years on Shimmer as Kana. And seen some matches from Japan. First time I actually heard of her was when Mickey Rippert was on the show and he was talking about doing a match. I think he was teaming with her against Fit Finley and somebody. And I think he was talking about how Fit Finley was kicking her ass, but she kind of like hung in there or whatever. But yeah, she's badass. She's real explosive and she's really good. I'm that's really looking forward to that match.
In the main event is the NXT title match with champion Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe.
That'll be good. Samoa Joe's really good, and it's a big show. And Samoa Joe, he's always good, but when it's a big show, he always kind of like steps up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And I kind of see that. And I think it's going to be a really good match. Finn's really good. And, it's going to be an awesome show. I mean, from top to bottom, that's the most loaded show as far as matches, in my opinion. And that's why I kind of have that at the top of my – I would have Shimmer at the top of my list, but I don't know what the matchups are.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I just kind of Shimmer 80, that's Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm looking at where the posters were right now at 4 p.m. Central Time. And basically, they don't have matches announced, but I can run down the participants.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm looking. They're one of their oldest. It's a 12-woman tournament. So basically what it is, it's two one-on-one first rounds. And then the winner, after the two rounds, they have a three-way, and that determines. Basically, last year they had a lot of foreign talent and some younger talent, but this year I think they had to push the tapings back. So there's no foreign talent, and they're going with the biggest women's indie names. And basically, like their oldest, one of their OGs, cheerleader Melissa is on it, who was some kind of moth or something on Lucha Underground, and somehow, this even though she's older now, she's still smoking hot. But every time she comes out on TV, they cover her from head to toe. It's like some kind of fucking running gag or something. But she's mm-hmm. Melissa. And she's awesome. Heidi Lovelace, who's the Chikara Young Lions champion. And she's really good.
What's
Jessica
the difference
Havoc.
In this championship? Oh. I'm not familiar with the titles, but it's like the... The main championship, or is this a new title they're doing?
No, the one that Heidi has, that's like the Intercontinental title.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, like, Heidi's like the, she has the secondary championship. Okay. And then the main Chikara Grand Champion right now is Kimberly, who is also in the tournament. And so basically we have both Chikara champions are in this tournament. Kimberly she's really, really good, but she made a lot. I guess her biggest news she ever made, other than being the Takara champion, was that fucking viral video where she almost got fucking killed on the fucking chair shot and powerbomb.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but she's really good. I mean, she really is. She's a fucking phenomenal worker. Just, she's kind of more known for that. Jessica Havoc is on. You know, she was on TNA. She's lost weight over the last year, so she's gotten back to being in really good form. When she went to TNA, she was at her heaviest, and it did affect her, but now that she's lost the weight, she's looking great. Another one in there is Crazy Mary Dodson, who was just on NXT last night and apparently almost killed Alexa or crushed Alexa Bliss's face and pissed off Alexa. And I don't know if Crazy Mary would be making any more appearances, but she was also like she was like the Miz's hairstylist. That one time. And then you remember when Kane had to sell the hot dogs? She was Kane's boss selling the hot dogs. And she's this hot, early, young 20s girl who, for some reason, is dating or married to Madman Pondo. Which is like
in real life?
Thing. Yeah, it's the weirdest combination ever. It's weird. Because Madman Pondo looks like somebody who would be named Madman Pondo. And then the sixth entrant is Kimberly's tag team partner, and they're the Shimmer tag team partner, tag team champions, and they were the Shining tag team champions, but they took the belts away because, shit, she got hurt for a while. But Cherry Bomb, who just got signed by TNA, is on the show, and she's real good. And then the rest of the field, you have Candice LeRae, awesome, and I guess known as Joey Ryan's tag team partner, and she was wrestling the intergender matches in PWG for a while. You have Nicole Matthews, who's the former champion, and she looked like she's on like a downward spiral since she lost the title. So, but she's on it. Vita Scott, who is a manager and commentator on ROH, she's in it. And LaFisto, who's one of the older women wrestlers and famous for being a hardcore wrestler back in the day, she's in it. The youngest one is this one girl, Nicole Savoy, who's out of California, and she's pretty good, and she uses a lot of MMA shit because she trains. And then last but not least, of course, Leva Blue Pants Bates, who basically I basically drove Dave crazy until he signed her, so that was on me. But it should be a good tournament. And then Dave had been talking about there was going to be a surprise on the show, and Shayna Baszler will be there to cut for sure an interview, and I guess maybe he'll give her a match, but she's going to make her debut. So you never know. I could be sitting next to Ronda Rousey at the show. You know what I mean? So that'd be awesome. But what I could see happening, because, okay, like I say, Shayna, she's, you know, a former UFC fighter, and it's Nicole Savoy. She trains in jiu-jitsu and stuff. And they're both from California, and they've actually worked together before. That's one of the people that Shayna's worked with a lot with that she's been starting. So I kind of can see Nicole, even though, you know, of course I want Leva to win, but I can see Nicole winning and Shayna kind of challenging her, and then that builds to the next Shimmer tapings where they bring in Shayna into a big feud against this new champion, and it'd be the perfect matchup because they could do so much shit together because, you know, they could do a different kind of match. It'd be like Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, you know what I mean, when they did, like, the amateur shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to try and refrain from taking ass shots. I am determined to take one ass shot, though. I'm determined to take one. I'm going to find Naylor, I'm going to get behind him, and I'm going to take a picture of his ass and fucking tweet it at him and tell him, see, I don't just take pictures of women's ass.
At this point, I would take more pictures and just that to spite everybody that had a problem with it, you know?
Right. They did give me
that's the only pictures I would take, you know? So,
Right. It's too bad they didn't have Allison Kay on the show, because Dave could have told her, look, okay, so you see that fat guy with the glasses, go up to him and demand his cell phone and tell him to bend over and take a photo of his. Oh, but fortunately that's not happened.
Then I guess the next big show would be WrestleMania 32 on Sunday at Cowboys Stadium. Run down the lineup right here.
I just heard that they're making the pre-show 2 hours now, so I guess that's starting at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm probably going to hear from more
people. The
pay-per-view portion
starts at 6 o'clock, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now I bet more people are going to be wanting the second bus to leave earlier. Well, it ain't happening, damn it. And the only reason I moved
doing,
the bus
like
half,
on those,
one of them was half an hour
the
early.
Pre-shows,
what's that?
The pre-shows are doing, they're doing the Battle Royal, and I think the Usos and Dudley's on the pre-show. So.
Yeah. I could care. Hopefully they'll put Usos and Dudley first, because I could care less about that one. Kind of would like to see the Battle Royal, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because they're starting that early, but there's like a Ric Flair barbecue, there's a Terry Funk barbecue thing going, and it's just gonna be fucking crazy. So I'm sure the first bus will be full, and then the second one with all the cool people, we can have more space and it'll be more fun.
Mm-hmm. See, the first main show on the main show is they have is Intercontinental Title Ladder Match. Champion Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler versus Zack Ryder, Sin Cara versus Miz versus Stardust. This should be a good match, but other matches are always pretty good in WWE, so I think this will be good.
Yeah, it'll be good, but I would honestly rather just see a one-on-one ladder match between Sami and Owens.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome, because I know it would be awesome, because I've seen it before, but it's like, why isn't Tyler Breeze in it? He'd be good in this match. He'd be better than fucking Sin Cara or Zack Ryder.
I kind of wish they would have just stayed with Owen Zane. I mean, perfect world, I would like to see just Owen and Sami Zayn go at it. But I would have just kept the original four with Owen, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and I guess in the Miz too. Sometimes to get like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. I just prefer like 4 people. You know, that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's the biggest show of the year. I mean, back in the day, they used to get everybody on the show, but now it's like, really? Zack Ryder or Sin Cara? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird to see them on there, but. Next match is the United States Championship, Kalisto versus Ryback. I'm predicting Kalisto wins like with one of those flash pins or something like that, a quick pin or something, and then maybe Ryback goes full heel.
Yeah, but I can see Vince just wanting to push Ryback, or you know, come not, that might be the plan, but then Vince is standing there backstage before the match and be like, there's no way we can let this little dude beat the Ryback. So, I don't know. It'll be okay, but I don't know. It's not really like it's a great matchup, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It says 4-on-3 handicap match for the tag team title. I don't think this is a tag team title match, unless I missed something. Did I miss something? Is it a championship match with the New Day and the League of Nations?
Well, if it's a 4-on-3, I don't see how it could be a tag match. But I don't know. Maybe they're changing what Freebird rules mean or something. But it's not going to be 4-on-3. It's going to be, and I've been saying this since you know, and you know what, Dave knows, but Dave ain't saying shit. And he's going out of his way not to say shit, because he was saying, what the hell was he saying the other day about, Brian is like complaining about this match, and he's like, well, there's a purpose to this match, and they have a plan, and there's a purpose. but I don't know what it is. I don't know what The Rock's doing. The Rock's in charge. I don't know what The Rock... Bullshit, Dave. You know exactly what's going on. The Rock is the New Day's partner. It's going to be the New Day and The Rock against the League of Nations. That way, Rock can do a match and not do shit. New Day does everything. Rock comes in, people's elbow, Rock bottom. Everybody's happy. New Day is supposed to get the New Day over his baby faces. What's going to get the New Day over his baby faces more than winning with The Rock? Dave knows, he just won't say it. I'm right.
WWE Divas Championship Triple Threat Match, Champion Charlotte versus Becky Lynch for Sasha Banks. It'd be pretty good.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good if they give them time. They seem to decided against the long matches and go back to the 2 or 3 minute matches that they had before the Divas Revolution. But if given time, the three of them will have a good match. They know each other so well. And, you know, you can't go wrong from Ric Flair to outside the ring acting like a fool, you know. That always adds a star to every match. Actually adds like a star in three quarters. And so yeah, this will be a good one. I'm excited for it.
No holds barred street fight with Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. I think I may be looking forward to that more than anything. I think that may be the best match on the show. So.
Yeah, on this show, yeah, it should be. It'll be good.
I don't know if they've officially announced it or not yet, but I have a feeling AJ Styles and Jericho are going to be on the show. They have to be, don't they? Pretty much.
The what? I'm sorry?
AJ Styles and Jericho have to be on the show somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, it should be signed. It's not official?
It's not in my list here, and this list is pretty up to date with ladder match and stuff, so. Maybe they're just going to announce it on Monday, so. Maybe it hasn't been announced yet. Well, she adds another good match to the show, so.
Yeah, that'll be, because AJ is getting, every match he gets better. He's adjusting to the ring, because it's a bigger ring and different ropes or cables or whatever. But he's figuring it out, and he's doing a lot better, so it'll be a lot better than the first one.
Mm-hmm. And you have the Hell in the Cell with Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. I don't know what the fuck's going on in this match, to be honest with you.
I was just amazed they had a fucking Gracie on Raw. I just blew my mind when I saw fucking
him. That's not the one that's married to What's-Her-Face, is it?
No, that's the one that's married to Eve. I don't know if he's actually done any real fighting. He's more of an instructor.
Okay.
He's more, he's very charismatic, like the other ones. But no, he's not. Because the two main ones are Henso and Hoist. Even though the names start with R's, it's Henso and Hoist. I don't know how that's, I guess they don't believe in the letter R in Brazil. they don't believe in R's or J's. Like it's, I don't care what he says. His name is not Jose Aldo, it's Jose Aldo. But yeah, who knows what the fuck? Because okay, now Undertaker's fired if he doesn't win, and it's just like I don't know. I don't.
Well, wouldn't Vince be out of power? Well, how can he fire him if Shane wins? How could Vince fire him if Vince is out of power? I don't understand.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense on it, but it's interesting.
Something's
gonna
happen. I don't know what. But, I mean,
yeah.
If anything, I'm intrigued by what's going to happen, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be a technical masterpiece or anything, but...
It'll be, Shane will do something to make it a good match,
yeah.
I think. Or at least watchable.
Yeah. And you know, I said that, you know, Ric Flair being outside the ring will add 3.25 stars. If Pete Gass is outside the ring, that'll add 2.5 stars.
You got to think for Pete Gas, don't you? Then you have the World Heavyweight Championship, Champion Triple H versus Roman Reigns. This match is a mess.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is some weird booking, you know.
Yeah. So
I feel bad for Roman Reigns because it's not his fault.
Yeah, I guess he is.
It's not like the guy sucks or anything. You put him in there with, he seems good enough to go out there with the decent people and he can have good matches and stuff. I mean, that's not it. I have to think it's just they decided that we're in a place right now in wrestling where, you know, fans find one guy to pick on, I think. That's what it is. You know? I don't know what the deal is. It just, that's what it seems like to me. They're gonna boo this guy no matter if they actually really hate him or not, but they're just gonna boo him to boo him. You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, who knows? We'll see.
They just need to turn the guy heel, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, that's what got The Rock over. None of the babyface shit they did with him fucking worked.
Well, those goofy-ass fans, if they turn Roman Reigns heel, they probably start cheering his ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what they'll do if they turn John Cena heel, they'll start cheering him probably.
Yeah. Right.
That's the way the world is. That's
right. Yeah.
I think that's about it for all the main stuff. Anything?
Yeah, like I was looking at the Raw shows and the WrestleCon. Not the WrestleCon. What do you have the lineup for WrestleCon?
Let's see. WrestleCon.
The Evolves and the WWE and Super Show. I mean, there's nothing really to write home about on those shows.
WrestleCon, this is the one that might have been with Matt Hardy and Lance Storm.
That's the opener. That's not the main event.
What's the main event? The last match.
Oh, it is? There's no way Lance Storm's in the main event. No. That's wrong.
It sounds
what
like a main event. There's a Will Ospreay versus Marty Scurll, whoever that is.
It's two indie dudes who do flippy dudes.
Aerostar, Phoenix, and Andrew Everett versus Dragon Fireball and Jack Evans. And there's a 10-man Captain's Choice match with Joey Ryan versus Jeff Jarrett. I don't even know.
Did they say who the teams are?
Just says 10-man. Captain's Choice match.
That's interesting. And what else?
That's all. That's all that's going to get on my list.
Isn't Jeff on the show?
Jeff who?
Hardy? Jeff Hardy.
That's what I see.
Cut his voice on the show. Hmm.
Maybe he's not allowed in Texas. Maybe he broke the law.
Maybe he's got an updated list.
I don't know. Yeah.
Have you seen the lineup for the people appearing at WrestleCon?
No.
It's fucking huge, man. But, like, some of the older guys. Let's see, the Rock and Roll Express, Bobby Fulton, who you might still be able to sit with at WrestleMania. I'm not sure if he's had a winner yet. The Powers of Pain. You know, Road Warrior Animal and Paul Ellering. Rey Mysterio will be there. Excuse me. Noelle Foley will be there. A lot of the ex-divas are going to be there, like almost all of them, it seems like. And then, like, you know, the main ones for me, like, I'd love to get a picture with, like, Terry and the Cat. And shit, China's going to be there. I guess they needed one fucked up crazy woman, and since I guess Sunny might not be allowed to leave New York, they went with China this year. But I'll definitely get a picture with China, and then like Missy and Lance. Just a whole shitload of people. I mean, there's quite a bit that they have announced on there. So I'm going to have fun. I'm going to go check it out both days and shit. The Great Muda is going to be there.
No, is that right?
Yeah. The main event, as far as, like, the biggest star there is Shawn Michaels, but it's very limited. Like, I think they only sold, like, maybe 200 tickets, and 15 of those were $150, and the first 50 or like $500 or something, being like in the front of the line. So it's crazy. It's crazy. They always have someone like that. Like one year they had Hulk Hogan, that was it. And then they might have had Warrior one year, but and then they sell those things out, man. So fuck, dude. Let's say 150. Okay, no, let's just say 50 people at $500 a piece. Okay, what's that?
Don't ask me math. I'm not here.
Well, think about it. That's probably all Sean's take home is like 500 times 25
grand?
Like what? Yeah,
is that 25, what it is?
25 grand just, you know, just off the first 50 people, let alone the other 150 who paid 150. So that's a lot of money right there. So I know the guys who are running WrestleCon put a lot of money down. They're gonna make money because there's just a lot of shit. And did I tell you the story about how I thought they were gonna put the kibosh on our bus?
No.
Okay. Well, this is the third time that I've done the bus. So I did it in New York, and basically it started off at our hotel. I think we booked that on our own, but then we made a stop at WrestleCon to pick up some people. And then last year, you know, most of us stayed at the WrestleCon Hotel in San Jose, so we have the bus pick us up there. So I'm sure they won't admit it, but I'm sure WrestleCon heard about our bus and stole the idea. So WrestleCon themselves has 7 buses that are picking up at the WrestleCon Hotel. So, you know, I went ahead and figured, okay, I can get one, charge a little cheaper, and it'll be, you know, for the website or whatever. So I did that. That one sold out in less than 24 hours, or shit, less than 12 hours. So then I added the second one, which I still have seats on the second one if anyone's interested. But I got the second one, so I'm trying to get people to get the word out. So I had Brian Fritz tweet about it. And in the tweet, Brian put at WrestleCon and shit. So within 5 minutes after he tweeted that, I get an email from the dude in charge of WrestleCon. And as soon as before I even opened it, I'm like, oh, fuck me. And then the guy's like, who did you talk to at the hotel to set this deal up? Because, you know, we have buses and they're not, you know, we have Exclusa, you know, he just was not happy about it, right? So I'm like, fuck, did he just say we can't use it? So I even started looking for, like, there's a train station across the street, so I was kind of thinking that. But, I emailed the guy back and I was like, look, I didn't make any deal with the hotel. I just did this on my own, did it last year, you know, from your hotel, did it in New Jersey. And, you know, we're not trying to step on any toes. It's basically, and I made sure to put, it's basically for members of the WrestlingObserver.com and shit. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm hoping you change your mind and let us, you know, use the place. You know, basically we end up being close anyway, but, you know, like I say, we'd appreciate it. And then he sent me an email saying, it was no problem, that it was cool. He just asked that we have signs that kind of point out to where our buses are and kind of put our buses maybe a little to the side from where their buses are so there's no confusion, and wished us well and shit. And so he was real cool about it. He thought the hotel went behind. He was mad because he thought the hotel went behind his back, and they paid the hotel so much fucking money, dude. It's almost unreal how much they fucking paid. And they did this last fucking April that they paid for it and shit. Because the hotel, some other wrestling group tried to book one of the smaller ballrooms or something to run a show. And he found out about it, so he wasn't happy. And he thought they were kind of doing the same thing. So, Craig on the
from Craig.
Yeah, I saw the message, but do you see
he's not
on
the
switchboard?
No, maybe he's fixing the call in or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, keep an eye out. Keep an eye out, because I did see.
I'm looking for this. Got this list of everybody going to appear in a WrestleCon. I wouldn't have to want to organize this fucking thing. God damn.
Are you looking
first
at the
list? First off, I wouldn't want to have to organize anything to do with professional wrestling, because that's just like a big fuck up. Sounds like.
And I remember that one convention in California where everything went wrong and the promoter ran out on the money and there were like fights or whatever.
Just always skeptical stuff like this just from past things, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that message means.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Yes.
Yep, we're still on. Well, I don't know if he's even listening, so what the fuck am I talking in this phone for? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so yes, call. So hopefully he'll call right now. And then we'll just let him finish, give all his things, and then we can wrap up after this.
This is a members of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, RVD, Kurt Angle, Great Muta, JR, Shawn Michaels, Ted DiBiase, Jake the Snake, Paul Orndorff, Hacksaw, Ivan Plessy, Bobby the Brain, Nikolai Volkov, Paul Ellering, Animal, Tito Santana, Coco Beware, Mean Gene, Jimmy Hart, Jim Neidhart, Kevin Nash, Bob Orton, Greg Valentine, Scott Hall, Tully Blanchard, Bushwhacker Luke, Raven, Justin Credible, Shane Douglas, Tommy Dreamer, Pentagon Jr., Jack Evans, Phoenix, Aerostar, Flamita, Drago, Ivelisse.
We are finally joined by Craig. He decided he going to a Bernie Sanders meeting was more important than calling the show. How was Bernie Sanders, Craig?
I didn't go to see Bernie Sanders. I'm not a stinky, dirty hippie.
Cool.
Yeah, I had a couple of condos in town that needed some cabinets. Actually, in Seattle, downtown proper, boss said, you have plenty of time to get there and back. No, Bernie Sanders is in town tonight, causing a major backup.
Who's Bernie Sanders?
He's running
for
president.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't know this political stuff. It took me 2 years before I realized we had a black president. So, don't yell at me.
Anyway, I apologize.
No problem. Well, we've pretty much talked about everything. We're actually getting ready to wrap up. But Craig, since you're on, we talked about what we were looking forward to and what our plans were. So why don't you just share with us your things you're excited for, things you're going to do but you care less about, and other plans you might have outside of wrestling. Or what is on Craig's agenda? Tell us, what is your plan when you get there, and what's going on this weekend with Craig?
I am walking off the plane at Friday around noon, God willing. Picking up a rental car, hitting the hotel, which is a little bit outside of where everybody else is staying. My decision, not anybody else's. And Boy and I are coming to the Empire Dinner on Friday night at Texas Day Brazil. I'm out of breath. I just ran in the house. Okay. And apparently, as I was checking my Twitter, Missy Hyatt did not get an invite. So you might want to hit her up.
No. Missy Hyatt has bad memory. I invited not only to pay for her for dinner, but also Jasmine St. Clair.
I figured as much. Okay. Anyway, to dinner with you guys, and then to ROH after dinner. That'll take us into the probably late evening, and don't have anything else planned after that. I was going to try to squeeze in NXT, but I just don't think it's going to work. So, from there, yeah, that's true. From there, got nothing going on Saturday until WrestleCon in the evening. I've got all day Saturday free. I'm going to go. My daughter lives in Texas, so she's going to meet us down there, and we're going to hang out with her and just do some family-oriented stuff, unless I can talk them into going to the other ROH show or Access or something.
Or show.
Or maybe Access or something. And then
Or you could take your lovely wife to go meet your good friend Dave Prezak.
Yeah, I could probably do that. I'll probably run into him sometime the weekend. And then WrestleCon in the evening on Saturday. Very much looking forward to that. Missy told me to come by and see her, and I'll be hanging out with my buddy Matt Cleary and also Tom Lawler, which is pretty cool. And oddly enough, one of the radio guys here from Seattle is going, and he wants to meet up down there. He's a DJ. He's on the morning show here, so he wants to meet up.
He's on the All-Pro Jam channel?
What's that?
He's on the All-Pro Jam channel?
No. That's a different thing altogether. Anyway, he's got the number one morning show here in Seattle, and he's going to be down there, and he wants me to stop by and say hey, and I said I would, and we're going to probably hang out after that because, how often do you meet Seattle guys in Dallas, I guess. So I'm pretty stoked about that. He's a really cool guy. And nothing else after that. I'm kind of on the fence about maybe finding something else before Mania, because there's a Terry Funk barbecue before Mania. There's a couple of after parties too.
WrestleMania just added another hour to the pre-show.
Oh jeez. Yeah, it wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
So. Whatever, that's fine. Yeah, and obviously WrestleMania on Sunday, and I'm gonna be taking off early, and I'm not sticking around for Raw, so I'm getting on a plane on Monday so I can be back to work on Tuesday.
Are you leaving early, or are you all doing any more sightseeing or other family stuff early Monday?
My wife and my son are staying here. Staying in Dallas, and then they're going to do some sightseeing stuff. They're talking about going to maybe San Antonio or Austin or something like that, depending on exactly when, how much time they have, and my wife's going to be there till, I think, Thursday of that next week. So yeah, it's a really fast trip for me. I'm just way too busy right now with work and all that.
You mentioned your son is going. How excited is he for it? Is he excited, or is just, I don't know, does it mean anything to him that it's WrestleMania?
Oh, this is his second WrestleMania? Yeah.
He's in New Orleans.
WrestleMania. And it's his second ROH show, third ROH show, second or third. And he's actually most stoked to go to WrestleCon because he digs the High Flyers and he loves Rey Mysterio. And so he's really stoked. I'm kind of nervous about the WrestleCon crowd, to be honest with you. It's kind of
it'll be fine.
I'm most concerned about Joey Ryan, to be honest with you.
maybe Jeff Jarrett or hit his member with his guitar or something.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. But yeah.
So what are you more worried about? Like something vulgar happening, or just your son hearing all the cussing and stuff?
Yeah, because the indie crowds are pretty adult,
pretty indie,
you could say.
They're
pretty
indie.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but other than that, it's cool. He's gonna hear it sooner or later. I get that. So.
Is he going to be well-behaved at WrestleMania? Because I don't want him bugging my guest or hitting on my guest there,
Yeah, he'll be just fine, Ed. And right. I might as well ask, who's your guest?
Blue Pants.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I always deliver to a WrestleMania time.
Well,
yeah.
And I hear Trina is joining us for dinner that evening.
Yep, hopefully. Hopefully that time don't change. So I got to see a date with Trina on Friday. I got a date with this girl named Katie on Saturday. And then Leva Bates is going, is my WrestleMania date. So, yeah, I'm cleaning up this weekend. I'm the biggest.
And 3 days
the
where
city.
Nobody involved has any sexual interest in you.
I don't talk about topics like that. That's not gentlemanly like. Those
what, you just
those details
about
will be left off the show because I am a respectful
really
person and I wouldn't disrespect them by talking
about. Oh yeah,
because
we all want to hear those
my
details.
Conquests like that. You never know.
Yes, I know you're doing all this stuff. You just leave the details out. You know, that's it.
Yeah. You're
right.
Yeah. Ed, you're an amazing man. Sometimes.
I'm like, you got to be respectable. You can't talk about women like that. It's just almost as bad as taking ass shots and shit. But you know,
I
want to
see
what
like,
my goals
like 40,
is.
Like 50 ass shots show up on Facebook or something the next day. Just to piss
now, you know
people
what
off.
You know what I'm going
to
do, Craig? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one ass shot. This is what I'm going to take one ass shot. But what it is since I somehow pissed off Rob Naylor last time, I'm going to find Rob because he'll be at that WWE Live. I'm going to take a close-up photo of Rob's ass and tweet it at him and say, look, man, I don't discriminate. I take the photos of all asses. Don't be hating.
You got some, like, weird sexual interests because you're taking pictures of a guy's ass and the other day you were pissed off you didn't get to see Leonardo DiCaprio get raped by a bear or something like that. So you're a strange fella.
Who wouldn't want to see Leonardo DiCaprio get raped by a bear? I mean, come on. That movie would have made $1 billion had he got raped by a bear.
That's all that movie. That bear fight, that was something else. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, but it would have been better if he would have bent him over and wrecked Leonardo.
I don't see no kid like that. I'm watching that dramatic film. I don't need to see no bear raping a guy. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Obviously,
I think
he because he won the Oscar anyway, so there.
He would have won. They would have gave him 2 Oscars if he would have got raped by a bear.
Weird film.
Come on, Craig. You agree with me. The movie would have been better at the bear rape.
I didn't see the movie, and as I heard, it was just Leo getting beat up for 2 straight hours, so it really wasn't my bag, so I didn't watch it.
3 straight hours.
Okay,
wow.
There you go.
Speaking of movies, Craig, earlier I talked about I went to go see Superman, Batman. Are you planning on going with the boy to see that?
I'm so torn on it. I think I want to go, but then I've been here and I shouldn't go.
Well, you know what, Craig? I was wanting to hate this movie, but I actually enjoyed it by the end. It's a slow build. It is a slow build, but when you get to the main event, then it delivers. And Affleck's actually pretty good throughout the whole movie. And the biggest mark-out moment was when Wonder Woman made her appearance. Everybody in the theater freaked out when that happened. But, I wanted to hate it because I hate it. The man is still so much. But I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was good. I mean, it was not the best. I'm not going to say it's the best or this or that. But I enjoyed it.
I just saw all these people on Facebook and on Twitter just going on and on about how the critics were all over it and saying it was horrible. And then I saw Daniel Kitts, who's the biggest Batman fan, defending it and this and that and the other thing. And it's like, yeah, maybe I'll see it, maybe I won't.
See, I listen to the critics, but I don't listen to them. I listen to what they have to say, but I don't take it in consideration. That's how you get around that.
Yeah.
I just make up my own mind.
Yeah.
I'm not a very critical person. I'm very easy to please. Don't take much. So.
Well, obviously, you didn't need to see Leo get raped by a bear, so, I mean, apparently. But Craig, we can go ahead and start to wrap up, but since you joined us late, is there anything you want to talk about before we go or that we need to talk about?
No, not really. I mean, I'm really hoping Mania delivers and shuts people up. I mean, people have just been, including, you know, some of my colleagues, you know, just saying how much, you know, wrestling sucks now and this and the other thing. I just hope it blows everybody's minds just to shut them up for a bit. And I hope there's a big angle on Raw the next night, and I hope Vinny ends up kicking himself for not going to the show, and I don't know. I'm just, it's kind of hard to get into it when everybody around you is so negative, and I try not to be negative a lot of times. Like, sometimes it seems really hopeless, and I just, everybody steps up their game at WrestleMania, so I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be really good. I don't know how,
hopefully,
but I think it's going to be really good.
Well, it'll be fun for us because we'll be there live, so that's all that matters. Forget everybody else.
True that.
But we'll go ahead and wrap up. But everyone, check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download the Stream Our Show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows. So check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download the Stream Our Show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Cotrer and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. The name is Proper Jam, ProperJam. That's my handle on Twitter. And, oh, by the way, happy Easter, everyone.
Go to YouTube.com/Cotrer. I've got tons of shit up there. I just watched the other day on a bunch of Mid-South episodes from like 84. Watched the first ever Midnight Express Rock and Roll Express match the other day, which is pretty cool. So everybody likes old stuff, to check that out.
Cool. And we will be back in 2 weeks because we will all be at WrestleMania next week. So you'll hear all our stories. And we'll have plenty because I heard that Craig is going to drive Brent Crimmin around all over the weekend. So there'll be plenty of crazy stories. So everybody, come back next weekend and we will talk to you then.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You want to find out how good you are? You're looking at the man's shit. Let's go hook him up.